Young Hoing has lived in St. Louis County for 14 years. The restaurateur operates Faux Manchester, which prides itself on prompt service and a faux chicken spicy enough to clear a nostril or two. The Vietnamese-born Hoing has grown fond of living here.
Good school district, friendly people, and I like it.
But when Hoing was asked about the debate over whether the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County should merge, this was his response.
No, I didn't know anything about it.
One of Faux Manchester's frequent customers, Ellisville Mayor Adam Paul, is hoping to change that. He's pushed Ellisville to pass a resolution against a city-county merger. Baldwin Valley Park and Green Park have approved similar measures. While even Paul admits that the resolution is symbolic, it showcases that municipal officials are uneasy with the state of the merger debate.
We're going to oppose anything that is a detriment or would be a negative effect to the services that we currently provide.
He's not the only one who feels that way, but a lot of people think merging the city and the county is a good idea. Proponents argue that keeping the two jurisdictions separate is inefficient, and that ending the divide could lead to streamlined government, cost savings, and a more enticing business climate. Still, municipal officials are wary for various reasons. Green Park Alderman Tony Pesosa says it could lead to county resources being disproportionately directed to the city.
I think if we have a reduction in revenue because money's being siphoned to take care of arterial roads in the city, then that's a problem.
Others, such as Ellisville Mayor Adam Paul, are concerned that the ultimate merger proposal will dissolve municipalities into a larger government resembling Indianapolis's Unigov.
They love being a part of Ellisville, and they don't want a socialism-type government on the local level, that being a mega-merger Unigov.
There are also political considerations. Baldwin Alderman Shemed Dogan says if the city's predominantly Democratic voters become part of St. Louis County, it would doom Republican chances of ever taking over county offices.
One-party government usually leads to more corruption. It leads to arrogance on behalf of that party.
Better Together will likely be fending off these types of attitudes. That's the group that formed last year to study the possibility of a city-county merger. Better Together Executive Director Nancy Rice says there's value in studying the financial, administrative, and economic development aspects of a potential proposal.
We found all these emotional arguments about it, but we found that no one had any facts and determined that let's just get a lot of data together and have a community conversation.
There are some mayors taking a wait-and-see approach. That's the attitude of roughly half the city officials we spoke with for this story. And then there's Ferguson, which backed a resolution in support of Better Together's study going forward. While Ferguson Mayor James Knowles isn't gung-ho about a merger, he said the results of the study could make ordinary citizens more informed.
And so I felt that it was important that we remain open-minded, that we continue to talk, that we continue to examine the issue and study it, and see where the issue leads us.
In some ways, the opinions of elected officials may not matter that much. After all, any sort of merger proposal will need to receive voter approval. Until that happens, all city officials can do is speak out and perhaps help people like restaurateur Young Hoing get more informed about the issue. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.